a mixed bag of strengths and struggles. Greenberg says many with neurological differences overperform in some areas and underperform in others. I'll be interviewing someone who is an incredible leader, incredible manager, very good at relationships, but can't really keep friendships because they're very bad at texting back or remembering birthdays, she explains. That's why Greenberg encourages those who work with, live with, love, or have other close ties to someone with ADHD to not take certain characteristics of the condition personally. More support needed. There are a lot of everyday activities that present obstacles for those with ADHD, and access to support can make a real difference. How disabled we are happens at the intersection between our impairment and our environment. Most schools and most workplaces are not built for ADHD brains, so that is why it's a disability, explains Megan Anna Neff, an author and clinical psychologist. Neff believes ADHD should be classified as a disability so that those who need support, resources, and legal protections can continue to access them. However, it's also important to acknowledge that many with ADHD do not consider themselves disabled and shouldn't be labeled as such. When we have structures and environments where they can support that divergent thinking, when we can channel our interest into our career or creativity or out-of-the-box thinking, there absolutely are powerful things that can come of that, she says. Strengths versus challenges. Having control over her work environment has allowed Neff to thrive as a medical professional with ADHD and autism. Greenberg says she joined the organization as a psychotherapist with ADHD to study learning differences and apply those strategies to organizations of all shapes and sizes. Like them, I too struggled in traditional academic and workplace settings, but have gone on to have a successful career as a freelance journalist and author, not despite my ADHD, but because of it. As our collective understanding of neurodiversity expands, those with ADHD are finding ways to better leverage many natural strengths and overcome natural challenges. Vocabulary focus. Psychiatrist. Hypothesis. Continuum. Mundane. A mixed bag. Freelance.